You're listening to KNKX, and along with cooling the air and dimming the skies in the region, this week's solar eclipse caused exceptionally high tides. The resulting currents damaged a net pen and released unknown numbers of farmed Atlantic salmon into open waters south of the San Juans. The state is calling on the public to help catch them. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Unusually strong tidal exchanges damaged net pens late Saturday at Cypress Island in the San Juans, where Cook Aquaculture farms Atlantic salmon. Ron Warren with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife says he saw photos of the damage.
And it looks like a hurricane hit this net pen, and there are still fish subsurface you can see trapped within the site, but the steel walkways are just mangled.
The company reported the release of at least 4,000 adult fish, but they were having trouble assessing the damage completely. Warren says on Sunday, Lummi tribal fishermen had already spotted some of the farm salmon all the way south of Bellingham Bay, near Samish.
What we don't want is these fish to continue to mingle all over Puget Sound. They're going to eat food that is intended for the other species that are in Puget Sound and listed species of Chinook and Steelhead. And we certainly don't want them to enter the river systems and compete for spawning areas in those river systems in Puget Sound.
That's why Fish and Wildlife is urging the public to help catch them. There's no limit on the size or number, and most of the salmon weigh about 10 pounds. Atlantic salmon have distinctive large black spots on their gill cover. Warren says he expects the fish to spread out all over the region, so you can look for them as far south as the Green River and as far north as British Columbia. He says the department has never seen Atlantic salmon crossbreeding with native populations in western Washington, but they'd rather not test that theory now. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lummis, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.